We continue with our interviews with candidates for Skagway Assembly. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories up next. On this newscast, we continue our look at the candidates for Skagway Assembly. There are two open seats and three candidates, incumbent Dan Henry and new candidates Roger Griffin and Angela Greaser. We spoke at length with each of them, asking similar questions on topics and issues. Several of the questions came from Skagway residents. Throughout this week, we're taking a look at each candidate individually with the answers to four of the questions we discussed with them. The candidates' entire interviews will be posted on our KHNS website. Issues covered in the interviews included the candidates' views on senior issues, on the Juneau Access Road Project, funding for the Chamber of Commerce, energy, climate change, and the proposed Tidelands lease with White Pass. In our newscast, we will listen to the candidates' answer to four questions about why they are running for the Assembly, how they believe an Assembly member should involve the public, thoughts on improving the livability for year-round residents in Skagway, and what role the municipality should play in the future of the port. In this newscast, we talk with incumbent Dan Henry. He's served on the Assembly for 17 years and is the chair of the Finance Committee and on the municipality's team for negotiating with White Pass Yukon Railroad over a new Tidelands lease. Here's Henry discussing his reasons for running for Assembly this year.
Well, I don't know. The primary reason, I suppose, like you hear so many people that have spent more than just, a term or two, is that you get involved with a great many projects, and then you feel that, your involvement will help bring it to a conclusion because you've got an exhaustive understanding of the subject. And I'm no different than most, I suppose. We have some large projects on the front burners and back burners, so that's why I am doing this again.
In this next question, Henry discusses what role he thinks the Assembly should play in involving the public in the public process.
I see my role, as I'm sure everybody else sees their roles, try and help with the conversation at the table during Assembly meetings. Fortunately for us, meaning the folks that live in Skagway year-round, we interact and interface on a daily basis, and so you're certainly available to answer questions and to ask questions of the people that you come across in your, daily errands and what you're doing throughout the town, and try and gather some information. A lot of times it seems like you're answering questions more than you're gathering information, just because you are given so much information on the different topics at the Assembly table and at the committee level and those sorts of things, that you're well versed on subjects as they're coming up, and then the public is being made aware of them. That's when, like I say, you just try and do your best to make yourself available and answer questions as often as you can, as accurately as you can.
In this next question, Henry discusses his views on improving the livability of Skagway for year-round residents, and whether that should include a long-term vision for economic development.
Yeah, well, that statement, and to frame it that way, sounds all real nice, a long-term goal for economic development. We're not splitting the atom here. What we need to do is continue to improve and maintain our infrastructure, i.e., right now we're looking at building a public safety building, trying to consolidate EMS, fire, and police all into one facility, which will be certainly much more cost efficient. The current fire hall and police station have outlived their projection, or their time has come and gone, and they need to be bulldozed. We can sell the property, help offset some of the cost of the project itself, but that is something that you do, again, maintain and keep your infrastructural needs addressed at all times, and certainly that includes education. For me, that's a main focus. Your community doesn't have an opportunity to move forward, I don't feel, if you have not focused on education for the youth of the community, because after all, they're going to be leading the community in a very short order, just a matter of years. It's surprising how quickly it goes. But that aside, the essentials, that's great. Certainly you must maintain those, you know, garbage, sewer, water, and so forth, and all those things, the services, fire, police, and so forth. Then I think what needs to be done is we need to look at reducing our carryover or our reserves to more of about a year to 2 years worth of budget cycle, and take the balance of it and look towards doing quality of life projects that can also be tied into, you know, somewhat infrastructural needs, such as a lot of people have talked about a pool being built. I would like to refer to it as an aqua health center. We have a population that I am included with age-wise that is getting to the point where, you know, a facility like that would be a very helpful and also needed. So I think at this point, you know, Skagway went through a period of years ago where they're gun-shy about spending, but I think the revenue side of Skagway's future has been put in much, much better shape. Our reserves are and our just overall financial picture is better than it's ever been in the history of Skagway. But now we need to, in a responsible manner, take those resources and build and, you know, do things for the community that are both, you know, need-based as infrastructural things are, and then also want and desire-based, which may be, you know, recreational and or just quality of life situation. We've built a nice rec center. We need to improve on that. And, you know, keep polishing the apple there and making that better and better. And if you have a A1 top-notch educational system, you have quality of life and recreational and cultural aspects addressed, and certainly all the necessities, the services that are needed for a community to thrive. If you have that addressed, you're going to have people here year-round that'll be thriving. And I think that's a good direction to go in.
In our last question, Henry discusses what role the municipality should play in the future of Skagway's port.
Well, the municipality, like most other port communities, certainly has to play a significant role in the port. Now, that can mean a great many different things. Whether they... Let me put it this way. I have always worked of the understanding that government is supposed to help facilitate and grow independent business. And so our role is really to orchestrate in some measure what is the future of the port. That doesn't mean that they necessarily have to take on the physical running of the port and do and, you know, create all these different positions, you know, the employment aspect of it that it would take to run a port, because you would assume that private industry would do that. And so rather than the city taking on that burden, I don't think that would be necessary, nor do I think it's their role. I think it is their role, again, to help grow business, to help facilitate business, to be business friendly. So I see us, you know, giving direction. We certainly want to develop the port as a, you know, alternative economic engine for the community. And I think we can do that. I don't think we have to micromanage it. I certainly don't think we have to manage it in general as a hands-on, as you know, in some cases. But I think that the growth aspect of it, the diversity that it will create, is something that we certainly have to, you know, be very progressive in our approach to and be very involved with.
That was Skagway Assembly candidate Dan Henry discussing just some of the questions we asked candidates in recent interviews. Henry's entire interview will be posted on our KHNS website. On Thursday night, we go over the same questions with candidate Angela Greaser. Again, we asked several more questions of each candidate for Skagway Assembly, and the entire interviews will be posted on our KHNS website. Thursday evening, we will also take a look at the bond questions on the ballot for Haines and Skagway. In Haines, the information about the bond questions have been a little confusing, with an incorrect ad in last week's newspaper and questions about some other details. But we'll try to sort it all out in our report on Thursday evening. Also Thursday evening is our forum for candidates for Haines Mayor, Stephanie Scott and Jan Hill. KHNS News is also hosting a discussion of the Haines ballot initiatives after that forum. The forum and discussion will start at 7 p.m. Thursday in Haines High School open area. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.